folks. We're expecting about 3,000 people down here.
I'm Keith McBean, and I'm dressed as a major in the Royal Military Police.
See, the Lancaster itself is taxiing down the runway, the main runway now, here at Durham Tees Valley Airport.
Enid Stevenson, and I am
A sergeant.
In the Royal Military. You know, what is it about the Lancaster bomber that interests you so much?
It's very evocative. I had a friend who was a tail gunner.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, that's, you can say it's quite an emotional.
Yeah. They called him Charlie Smith, and he was a tail gunner from the beginning of the war in Wimpy's, Wellington's, all the way through to Liberators. But the one he did the most in was in Lancaster's, and he was a tail gunner right through the whole of the war.
My name's Rick Rickards.
Rick, you're responsible for keeping this baby flying. What a job.
It's just so iconic. I mean, it's the Lancaster is a British airplane, and there's only two flying in the world, and we have one in Canada. For us in Canada, it's all volunteers to keep this thing flying.
Well, my dad was the project engineer on the restoration of this airplane. Spent 5.5 years of his life doing something that people told him couldn't be done. My mom was very much involved. They created a support organization called the Lang Support Club, and she was very involved in that, baking cookies, stuffing envelope. But her biggest support was when Dad would come home, and he would come home and be dejected, and she'd buck up his spirits and dust him off and push him back out the door.
The moment we're all waited for, cheers. You couldn't hear them because of the engine, but cheers here from the crowd at Durham Tees Valley Airport as that Lancaster bomber took to the skies.
Oh, yes, I'd love to get inside that seat. Where is this seat?
He wanted to sit in the seat that he was shot down in, and we didn't think it'd be possible, but, you know, he's managed to get up the stairs and on it, and I'm just over the moon for him.
How does it feel to be sat in the seat after so long?
Oh, lovely. Oh, wonderful. No radio.
he's just going to be so happy. It was actually his dying wish to sit in this seat before he died.
Oh, back where I belong.
And it's turning round to the left, and it's about to make another sweep, very low level, only a couple of hundred feet above us.
I used to live at Great Ayton, and we used to watch them come over towards Rosebery and fly over to Germany. And I remember the night that there was a 1,000 bomber raid, and then we'd watch them come back in the next morning. We're only little lads, you know, but we used to watch them come back the next morning, all shot up.
With the wings dipped as it makes a right sweep over the top of the clearing of the airfield, almost like it's putting on a tiny bit more speed as it comes right over the top of us here.
We were playing bowls the other day, and I heard the sound, and that sound reminisced of during the war. And
took
I
you right back.
Oh, absolutely. And we said, there it is, the Lancaster. Long before we saw it, we heard it. And it was a wonderful feeling.